Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and me, Victor Orocho. Today is July, can you believe it? July 28th.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, the Sportscast on YouTube, on Spotify, on Facebook. We have a Twitter channel. We also have a Jersey Boys podcast. Go to your Apple, hit podcast. You'll see the background that you see behind me. Click on it, subscribe, hit notifications. Do me a favor, give us a nice review. That helps us out tremendously. We are live every Thursday night at 8 p.m. getting revved up for the season. So I am ready to go, Mr. Byron. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, the whole kit and caboodle. All righty. So, yeah, ready for the season? Get ready going?
Well, you figure they opened up with training camp the other day. So it's live, all go live. You know, they're all in right. Shorts and helmets, and next week they'll be in shoulder pads.
All right, so let me tell you what I want to talk about today, and then I got some of the outline of what is the news being reported, okay? So I'm just going to go, obviously, start with the Giants, and then we'll go from that point on. The Giants, they mentioned last anyways. So the New York Giants, I'm going to say all four, okay, and then we'll start with one topic and talk about it, and I'll talk about what the article says. We'll go from there. We good?
Yeah.
All right, so the New York Giants, the team expectation is be in a position to draft a quarterback in April. Number two, Dallas Cowboys, team expectation, win the division again. Number three, Philadelphia Eagles, team expectation, return to the playoffs. Number four, the Commanders, Washington, team expectation is to make the playoffs. So let's start off with our beloved Giants, right? And I'm just telling you, this is what it says. This wasn't me, and I was pretty shocked when they said it, but they said that's the team expectation. And I'll give you I'll read a little bit of what it's talking about. Is shiny new toy, obviously, is Thibodeau. The Giants unveiled throwback uniforms to much excitement to their fans. That's probably the high point of the season, of their season. This team is going to be so bad, and that it's part of the, and that's part of the plan. Why would they say that? Okay. I'm going to tell you a second. The easiest way for the Giants to turn things around is to be in position to draft a quarterback high in April. All they need to do is to guarantee that it is a 4-win team and turn it into a 2-win team. Okay, so I'm going to tell you who's writing this whole article. Where's this coming from? Dave Mangels at South Philly. So he's from the Philly area.
Oh, man. They don't like to listen to a Philly person.
With great expectations as an appointment. So obviously this is one, you know, I can't tell if it's SB Nation. It's Bleeding Green Nation. All right. So this is a Philly fan that wrote this, right? So, but it's worthy to talk about. I thought it was interesting, right? And then we can, you know, I can look at some other pieces, but this may be slight. I just thought it was pretty funny the way they said it. He's talking about Dallas's situation too. So let me just keep this one and look at another. I was shocked at that. Now that I realize, you know, that it's a Philly fan, right?
I got no battle with how do you want to call it? I guess we might say it was a Giants fan. Two things. The first thing was that he brought up, you know, Daniel Jones being from Duke. You know, as far as, you know, Duke is known for basketball. And he'd never been a football school.
So who brought that up?
A friend of mine brought that up. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I had another one, same ones, a different guy, were brought up with, you know, they're hyping all these quarterbacks. And I said, I went down a list. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State. Name one quarterback from Ohio State in the last 10 years that has been any good. He's the top ranked quarterback. Bryce Young, when he goes to the combine and he gets measured, they're gonna see how small he is. So if you sit there and you look at pictures of him, that guy is small. He's like really, really small. He's like a lot smaller than what they lives. Will Levis, the guy from Kentucky, quarterback. He had to transfer from Penn State because he couldn't start at Penn State and went to Kentucky. Anthony Richardson, the guy from Florida, quarterback, but he's the one-hit wonder. The University of Miami, I think Tyler Van Dyke, the other kid's name is. They got all these guys. All of them got question marks. Every last one of them. And, you know, this guy, oh, well, you know, we need to get a quarterback next year. And I was like, dude, man, get a guy a chance, man, Danny. Get my guy a chance. But all them other, every last one of them next year has a flaw.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree. Look, red jerseys are a red flag for wide receivers for Saquon Shines. Okay, all right. So I just thought it was funny. I don't think it's worth even getting any deeper to this guy's opinions, is because we're going to be so anti them. Number one. So, but they're good to talk about, at least from our side. Let's play with it for right now, right? Okay. So, for example, he's talking about the Giants shooting for a 4-win and go down to a 2-win. I don't know about you, but all the things they seem to have been implementing, all the new coaches and so forth, I can't imagine bringing over a staff like that and want to start your brand new year like being really bad. I mean, as a coach, as a competitor, I don't see it in the people coming from a winning organization. You really think that that's what they're going to do? I mean, I can't imagine. I think that's ridiculous. I can't imagine. I don't believe in tanking. I just don't. I believe owners may want to do it and so forth. I just don't think football is too big of a sport and too many people on a team to try to make that happen, in my opinion.
Well, my thing is with the whole that 4-win thing or two, whatever, their defense is going to keep them in the games. Their defense is going to be pretty good with, you know, Wink Martindale dialing up blitzes and stuff. So they're going to be all right on defense. So all they got to do is keep the score down. On offense, you know, they do have really good skill players. It's just you got to block and you got to worry about Daniel Jones not being a turnover machine. They're not going to be a 4-win team. There's no way that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be a 4-1 team either, but that's number one. But my biggest piece was that – oh, shoot. My biggest piece was the fact that the team's expectation is being positioned to pick a quarterback. I think that if Daniel Jones obviously doesn't perform right this year, then, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? But at the end of the day, I don't think that he I don't think that that's what their team expectation is. They're putting too many things around them. They've already taken blame for responsibility. We put the line in there. They're changing some of the offense with Saquon. I'll read the next thing we were talking about, how Saquon seems to be shining. They're actually talking negative about Ezekiel. We'll get to that when we get a chance. But at the end of the day, I just don't. If Daniel doesn't perform this year, okay, they're going to be looking for a quarterback. But I don't think the team is going into the season wanting or feeling he's not going to perform.
Right.
That's my piece.
There you go.
Right. That's my piece. And I think they'll be pretty good. And I think that the NFC East is starting to get better. Right. It's, you know, in comparison to what? In comparison to how bad they've been.
Yeah.
Right. But outside of that, you know, they're getting better. Right. So I thought that was a little bit interesting. But the big talk also has been, I don't know if you're getting it over there, but the big talk has been around Saquon. Like it starts talking about the Giants spring red jerseys are a red flag for the wide receivers again. Byron, this is ridiculous. Like, we're getting the most fragile wide receivers possible. But Saquon is shining. So what's going on with Saquon that they're talking relatively well, both on the shows and obviously in the news?
Well, they're saying that, you know, he looks faster. Now, since they've come to the 2000s with a new offense, you know, as far as with a lot of motion, you know, the backfield, they're putting them in a slot, they're putting them out wide. That's what they've been saying like the last couple of days of practice, that, you know, he's more like a receiver now.
Okay.
And The other thing is not true is as far as the receivers. The receivers are not banged up. The only one that's, you know, not participate right now is Sterling Shepard. But everybody else is practicing now. And but, the other tight end that was on the PUP list is off now, Bellinger. So all these guys are practicing, and they're all doing pretty, you know, they're doing pretty good.
But projected to be top three receiver. So he's but projected to be a top three receiver.
Who?
But the project? Oh no, no, no. He's in the backfield. But the projected top three receivers: Kadarius Toney, Holiday, unspecified injuries, and Sterling Shepard, Achilles recovery. Right. So you got Kadarius, Holloway, and all of them are kind of red shirt. You know, they're wearing the red shirt not to be touched. Okay, so that's a bit of a problem for the last couple of years, though. Right.
And the other thing, the kid from Kentucky, Wandell Robinson, they've been lining him up in the backfield too, because he did that, you know, when he played Kentucky, as far as taking handoffs in the backfield, you know, moving into the slot, moving out wide. So they got a big, they're playing a lot for this kid.
They're paying a lot?
Planning a lot.
They're planning a lot. Well, let's hope, you know, hey, but the beauty about this is his opportunity to shine. Right. I mean, if you got these other three guys that are injured and so forth, and you're coming in where you're coming in from, you know, you might as well seize that opportunity.
And the other thing is Darius Slayton, the other guy that's been there for a while, he has a case of the dropsies. He's doing the same thing that he's been doing the last 2-3 years.
they're saying that Jones has had his ups and downs during OTAs. Any word on that?
OTAs. They're minicamp now. Minicamp. No, they're minicamp. He's been fine. Yeah, he's thrown a couple interceptions like usual. But okay. You know, that's why it's better to do it in practice where you can work the kinks out. But they said he's looked good. Yeah, you know, he's looked good. You know, the receivers of, you know, Kadarius Toney has looked good, Saquon, Robinson, and, you know, even though they're in shorts, they said the big man mountain, Neal looks good, but he was blocking Thibodeau in shorts. You know, so we'll see when they put, you know, the helmets and shoulder pads on, you know, but him standing next to Thibodeau, that's a big man.
Yep. Well, you know, you also got to remember too, you made a comment that, you know, he's thrown a few interceptions. I mean, that's what you practice for. I mean, you got to throw an interception. I don't care if you throw interceptions in games and stuff. It's just when and how many and what bad decisions you make. But one, two, he's also going off. He's also going against that the defense that my understanding is that the coach is going all out. Like, I mean, he doesn't care who's out there. He's blitzing. He's going after the offense, right? Yep. So if he can handle, you know, a Giants defense that is supposed to be pretty good, that should only make them better, no?
I hope so. But, yeah, when they put the pads on and Wink Martindale has them blitzing from as soon as they step out of the locker room, we'll see then, you know, if he's going to get dancing and nervous feet.
All right. So then the next piece is that I've been hearing. So anything else happening with the Giants that's worthy of going further?
Nah. All good.
All good. Okay. So looking good.
This is the first year since 2019 that they let fans come to training camp.
Oh, really? Awesome. Yeah. They're doing a whole piece. They're trying to get believed.
They've changed. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal with Dallas. They've been talking about Ezekiel. They're thinking that Ezekiel's had his bad years and his time is starting to decline, which is interesting because we were always, you know, talking to him as how good a running back is. Now we're talking about Saquon doing pretty well. But they've been, you know, just really digging at Ezekiel. Is this time over to give more some room for the other guy they got? What are your thoughts on that?
Ezekiel is still, you know, top five back. Probably in the NFL. He still has more yards than anybody, you know, in the last 4 or 5. I think he has like 7,000 yards or whatever in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, they said that he's lost a little weight and then he looks more explosive. So we'll see. And, you know, they tooled around with the offensive line a little bit. You know, they got the kid from Tulsa, of course. But, you know, supposedly, you know, that he looks faster, you know, a little lighter and faster. So, you know, we'll see.
Well, there's been a lot of commentators talking about his, you know, they don't really I don't know. They're not. It wasn't positive on the dialogue they were talking about when it came to Ezekiel over at least today, when I was hearing quite a bit today.
Well, yeah, he's been dinged up, you know, the last couple of years. You know, the other guy, well, Pollard,
Right.
You know, taking some carries away from him, you know, and the chance, you know, he's done well, you know, when he's gotten, you know, out in the field. But Ezekiel Elliott is still Ezekiel Elliott. So don't sleep on him.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Okay, let me see something else. Let me get to something a little bit newer. So what's happened with the Philly, the Eagles?
Usual. You know, they're hating on Jalen Hurts, you know, the usual mess that, you know, he either has to put up or shut up, you know, because they loaded up with all these, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, whoever the other receiver is, Dallas Goedert, the running backs, you know, they got a top, you know, the best offensive line in, you know, all of football. And they just ruled and they, you know, they put all this stuff in place for him to be able to succeed. And pretty much he's in the same boat as Danny Dimes, either sink or swim, because they do have two number one picks next year. So, you know, if they need to move up to get a quarterback, they can.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I think he's going to do pretty good.
I think he's going to do. I just don't want him to do well against the Giants. Yeah, he can do well against all the other, you know, all the other teams. I just don't want him to, you know, light up the Giants. That's all I'm worried about. I want to see him good, you know, because he was good at Alabama. He's good at, you know, Oklahoma. You know, he seems like, you know, a good guy. But to succeed with the other 14, or not 14, the other 15 games, and, you know, just, you know, screw up the other two with the Giants. That's all I'm worried about.
That's funny. The other thing with the Dallas is that, you know, they're kind of salary capped out.
Yeah. But a salary cap is like, if you really want to work with these guys, figure a way to get around it all the time. Oh, the other thing that came up with Dallas, they had questioned Jerry Jones. You know, as far as Mike McCarthy still being, you know, the coach, and pretty much kind of sort of insinuated that, you know, he's here now, but, you know, I could always make a change later on if this doesn't work out. So that leaves the door open for who? Sean Payton.
I'm still, I think that would be a bad move for Sean Payton, in my opinion.
Why?
I just don't think there's, he's too good of a coach to be able to deal with Jerry Jones. And maybe you're right. Maybe Jerry Jones is willing to take a step back as he's getting older to win a championship before he moves on to a greater world. But I just don't see it.
Why not?
You know. I don't think that I think Peyton is a good, really good coach, and he should go somewhere else where he get his odds of success and not dealing with an owner like Jerry Jones is better. That's just me.
I think the only other two teams they linked his name to were the Los Angeles Chargers,
which I would agree right away,
and the Miami Dolphins, but. Who's going to pay him the kind of money that Jerry Jones can pay him? Or, you know, that star does mean something, you know, with Dallas. You know, where would you rather go? Okay, you got Justin Herbert, you know, Chargers. You got Tua, you know, hopefully he does well, you know, with Miami. And you got, you know, Dak. So which one of those three, you know, would he want to work with?
Well, I think it's a combination. I don't think it's just the quarterback. I think it's the ownership, right? I mean, really, you know, the Saints were nothing until he got there.
And they also had a meddlesome owner before, you know.
Yeah, but not to Jerry Jones level.
No, but he was still all up in the flavor. But if he goes to Miami, he's going to have that with Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross is another guy that's getting up to age. He wants to win now. You don't want to win 10 years from now. He wants to win now.
They haven't won since he bought the team.
Yeah. So he wants to win. He wants to win now.
I don't know if the Dolphins will win a championship in my lifetime.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't see it.
They've put together nice pieces on offense. You know, their defense is pretty good, but it's all depends on Tua. Tua's in the same boat like Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts. It's either him put up or shut up. There's same thing with Tua. Same exact thing.
But what team has come out of like nowhere to win the Super Bowl? Like nobody. They usually have had a decent years leading up to it. They've spent money to put in like an all-star cast. I mean, you know,
New York guys, man. Come on, we came from nowhere. The last one that came from nowhere. Right? 97.
We didn't come
that good.
In 97. Yeah, no, but we were bad. Like we were, you know, we just
building up. That good either.
We had a lot of good players at that time, right? So I mean, I guess I don't know. I just think that I don't see Dallas as. There's only been one dominant coach that you could say is legendary there, and that what besides Jimmy Johnson, and they won't win him is a Bill Parcells. That's it.
Well, you forgot. No, come on, man. Tom Landry. Don't forget Tom Landry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Besides Tom Landry.
Oh, don't disrespect
him. No. That's a bad look. As much as I can't stand Dallas, okay, I got nothing but props and respect for Landry. He had style, grace on the sideline with his suit. I mean, you know, he was the ultimate coach professional in my opinion. So no doubt. Okay. That was during Jerry Jones though. Right. So I apologize. It was really more during Jerry Jones time. Okay.
Okay. All right. You ahead. You're Sean Payton. Which one of those three jobs would you take?
I'd take Los Angeles. Oh, but a heartbeat.
Why?
Guys, it's got all the tools to win a championship. He can win another championships with another team.
But you also have to deal with, as far as the conference, you have the Chargers with who? Kansas City,
true.
Denver, Raiders, and them. That's a harder
division. There's no doubt. Yeah.
But then you go Dallas Cowboys. But, well, we know what's in that division.
You can win the division.
You go to Miami. You got to deal with Belichick. You got to deal with Buffalo.
Then you got to go with the AFC.
Yeah. So where would you rather go? I would take the Dallas job. I would go to Dallas.
I know you would. I don't know. I just don't. I mean, I don't know. Something has to be so convincingly for him. I just, you know, he's not going to do it just for the money. He's going to do it to win.
No, he wants some money, so.
Yeah, but he's going to do it to win. A coach wants to win. He wants to win a championship.
Okay.
I'm just thinking. All right. Well, let's get it going. All right. Well, we got that. The Commanders. Okay, we'll get back to Philly in a second because we didn't really give him enough time. I'll stay with Philly. So I know Justin Fields is under the gun again, but he's got a lot of tools. I think they're going to be a pretty good team.
You mean Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts, they're going to be a good team. You know, I think they got a chance to win the conference.
They got a chance to win the Super Bowl. That's what they're talking about today. They were picked. They do have a chance. They have the best offensive of the line. Yeah, they do. They have a great set of receivers. They got a good tight end. They got a running game. They have a good defense. They have the only thing I'm telling. The only thing that they're kind of is the safety position. They got two lockdown corners. They got Bradbury and they got Slay.
All right, so let's say they win the NFC East, right? Who who are they going to be? Like, you think they're going to be like, you got the Bucks, you got Green Bay, you got who else? You got in there? I mean, I don't.
If they have to come to Philly, I don't care what team it is, they're going to win in Philadelphia.
If they have to come to Philly.
If Tampa has to come up here.
Okay, time out. Philly, first of all, I don't think they ain't going to win the Super Bowl, one. But let's just humor. I'm going to humor you and say, okay, they're in it to win it, to win the Super Bowl. They have a chance of my winning the conference.
Right.
I definitely do not believe that they're going to win it and get home field advantage.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't just, I don't think.
I'm just ready. Saying, because you heard about the center from, I think it was the center got hurt today with Tampa Bay.
Yes, Jensen. Yeah, that sucks.
That's a big thing. That's a big deal. If Philadelphia gets home field advantage, they're beating Tampa. They're going to be Green Bay or whoever has to come to Philadelphia.
First of all, the first if is Jalen Hurts going to produce, right? The conference by division. Okay. The second is that's one. So the one when you have to question that going into the season, that's a problem. Two, then you're questioning, go, oh, but if they come to Philly, you know, they got a good chance. And I just don't, you know, I don't think that they can get past a Green Bay. I don't think they can get past the Buccaneers. I don't think they're going to get past the NFC West, which is loaded. I don't see it. I don't see a team good enough. Now, they did it before, so I could eat my words. If they get
home field advantage, they're going to beat any one of those teams. They're better than all of those teams.
When they won the Super Bowl, did they have home field advantage?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But they won, though.
No, great. That's my point. I'm saying that they didn't have home field advantage, and they beat Brady. So I, you know, but I don't think they had a home field advantage. They could have. All right, the Commanders.
All right. Just, yeah.
They're talking about Carson Wentz, man. I mean, I don't know how this guy still gets so much press. I mean, he just seems to do well, right? But you know, he just doesn't seem to be able to win when it comes.
I don't know the guy personally, but around here, when he was in Philadelphia, they think he has like a leadership issue problem, you know, as far as people wanting to follow him. Because you figure if you're the quarterback, you know, you want to be able to follow this guy through a brick wall. And for some reason in Philadelphia, he just, his leadership skills were questioned.
Really?
And then when he went to the Colts, same thing, because he had good stats. If you look up his stats and you know, and the Colts, the 1 year he was there, he had good stats. And then all of a sudden, now they, oh, you got to go. We'd rather have Matt Ryan. It's something about him that rubs people maybe the wrong way. I'm not, you know, saying it's gospel, but it's just weird that you know, all of a sudden, you know, he done bounced around the way he has, even with good stats last year.
Yeah, I think he's got the talent, the tools, everything to be a great quarterback. He just doesn't have that. Something's missing there.
Yeah, his teammates see it and the coaches see it, and that's why he keeps moving along.
Yeah, I mean something definitely is happening there. So all right, well, the training camps are getting away. Are starting away. Everything's getting hitting up and getting exciting. Okay, so you think you're still with the Dallas and so forth. What do you think about what's going to happen with the Broncos in that division? I think AFC West projected starters for 2000. The Broncos look like contenders.
Yeah, because they have Russell Wilson that makes them an instant playoff, you know, team. But like I keep saying before, and you know, I'm going to make John mad, he's the third best quarterback in that division.
Yeah, I guess the fourth would be Derek Carr.
Yes.
And he's pretty good.
And even him, I might move up since he has Devontae Adams now. So I might maybe move him right above Russell, and Russell's number four now.
Oh my God, hold on. An ad came out. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at the divisions. Now, everybody's excited. What's training camp starts? What do you think about Julio Jones signing with the Bucs? I kind of figured you were going
to
say something.
I already told you why, man. Do I have to repeat myself? I'm going to repeat myself. The only reason they signed him is because they got to hold off and wait till Chris Godwin comes back in the middle of the season. Hopefully Julio doesn't get all banged up like he usually does and, you know, makes it through half a season. You know, his foot, his ankle, what great player. I'm not going to say it's not. He's been, you know, over the last 5, 10 years, he's been the top dog. But, you know, he's a lot older now, a little bit more dinged up. So, we'll see, how he works out.
Okay. I think it's a good pickup for them.
Yeah, it's a real good pickup. You know, he's on the cheap, he's a veteran, whatever, going to pay him. And, he should work out fine. But, Tom, I'm sure Tom's not going to throw him passes where he's going to get killed. So, he'll be all right. He'll fit in just fine with the Buccaneers.
All right. So let's go look at some of these standings here. Let's see what our early predictions are. All right. So let's say NFC East, the South. You know who I'm picking as the conference champs.
Yeah, I know, man. Gee. But don't sleep on the Saints, man. The Saints beat them all the time. They beat them twice. Matter of fact, I think they beat them 4 times.
Whatever you do. Yeah, that was with Breeze.
Jameis is not bad at all. So
no, Michael he isn't.
Michael Thomas is back, the top dog receiver.
Yeah, so I like
him. They're going to be fine. But they might win that conference. I mean, their division. Won't.
They might, but they won't. All right, NFC North, that's got to be – that's hands down Green Bay's division.
Why?
Who's going to beat him?
What receivers is he going to throw to?
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, all right. Don't sleep on the Detroit Lions.
Who's the quarterback there?
Jared Goff.
Okay, yes. Isn't that the guy said that he's pretty good and this and that? Well, we'll see, and you were giving me a lot of crap.
Well, put it this way. As far as rankings with offensive line, they have a top 5 offensive line, the Detroit Lions. Watch.
Okay. I'm picking Green Bay. Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick Detroit.
All right. Oh, my God. That is so bad. All right, NFC West. NFC West. Where would you go there?
Rams. You know why?
Why?
Because did you hear about Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray's contract?
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have to bring that up.
Let's get to that. Let's finish this and go into that because I want to get your perspective from what one of the announcers said that I kind of thought that made sense, but okay, so you got the Rams in this division. I'd probably pick the Rams as well. I think you don't sleep on San Francisco. You never know, but if they're starting Trey Lance, I don't.
Yeah, they're going to take a step back.
Yeah, I think in the East it's going to be Buffalo again.
I'm going to go with Miami Dolphins.
Really? That's it. Yeah. You're going to make some of these South Florida fans happy over that one. Because
Dable was the opposite coordinator with the Bills, so they're going to take a step back because you're changing coordinators. And the coordinator now is, I think the guy was Ken Dorsey, quarterback from the U. Okay. He's off of the coordinator now.
All right, you're not going to take the Jets?
Ain't that crazy?
AFC South. This is easy. It should be Tennessee.
Nah, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is pretty good too, though.
They got the best running back in football, Jonathan Taylor. They got a good offensive line, good defense, and they have a real quarterback now, Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I don't know. I still go with Tennessee. I like Henry, and I like Vrabel. AFC North, this is an interesting one, right? This is a pretty good division right here.
Yes, it is. All 4 teams.
You got Lamar Jackson, who's not signed yet. They're thinking he may play the year without getting a new contract. You got Burrows is going to be that team's got some experience. They're going to be good. Their line is getting better. Cleveland, the jury's out there, and Pittsburgh, Tom's never had a losing season. So, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, out of this division, I mean, I'm going to go with Cincinnati because I like Burrows. This is more personal. Baltimore is always tough, and Lamar Jackson scares me. But I don't think any of the other two teams can win the conference.
I'm going with Baltimore.
You're going with Baltimore. All right. Well, yes. I'm going to Cincinnati. You're going with Baltimore. I think that's still a good pick. Baltimore is always tough. I like Harbaugh too. He's a good coach, And you know how I feel about Tomlin. The Browns are just a disaster. AFC West, this is difficult.
No, it's not.
What you got?
Come on, man.
Kansas City.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, the San. Is it Los? Yeah, they are. Why did I have them in San Diego?
Oh.
Yeah, I would pick the Chargers this year.
I'm going with Justin Herbert, the big guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Kansas City will make the playoffs. I just don't know if that sustaining power is still there. You know what I mean?
And they lost a lot with, you know, getting rid of Tyreek Hill.
You're right. And I think Kelce got hurt, no?
Nah, he's playing still. He'd be all right.
No. Yeah, they're dear beasts. All right, so let's get into hold on 1 second. Let me put you here. Let's get into our little friend. Okay, hold on a second because I got more nose. I don't everybody see my nose. Let's start with Tyler Murray. Tell us the story.
Well, he saw, he was withholding his services or trying to, or allegedly was trying to. They caved in, I guess, and gave a $230 million, whatever. I forgot what the guaranteed money was. And then they put the clause in there that he has to have 4 hours independent study, during the week, in the contract. I've never heard of that before.
But know that's a detriment. It's not it was like his decision. He's acting like he doesn't need to study. That's what it is. They expect him to study more, and he got his agent to put in a contract that he only needs to study. That is his minimum he needs to do.
I saw that, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And then when he turned around, he sat there and said that he really hasn't watched film a lot, and he kind of lets it flow. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, really? This is the NFL. So you mean to tell me you're gonna go out there and basically play schoolyard football with against these guys that have studied more film and done more things than you could imagine, and you're gonna sit there and come up with, I'm just sort of you're not playing in Oklahoma again where you can basically, you got all these five-star, wide receivers, and you could just, just go deep. It don't work in the NFL. It's not going to work. And I'm sure Tom Brady was probably spinning. I'm going to even bring him. I'm sure he was sitting there like 4 hours a week. 4 hours a week. And you got to put that in your contract?
He does that in a day.
Yeah. I bet he probably shows up at, 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever time.
Oh, he said he's in at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. 5. Until what? Dinner time, 6. He puts in probably 12, 13 hours a day. Every day. And he's 45. He'd be 45 years old. and you got this kid. He's going, I'm just sort of, I'm going to play a little backyard football.
He's the Allen Iverson of football. I don't need to practice.
Yeah, okay. We're going to see how that works. We're going to see how that works out.
Listen to me. The announcers were eating this up, and then there was an African-American or Black commentator, and he just feels that it's a bad precedent for Black quarterbacks. It's like, he took it in a manner that he thought it was insulting for the position and for the future players. What are your thoughts on that? It's like, what is he doing? That's not how, what are you doing? He was in shite girls. He was telling him that the commentator was telling him the hours of preparation these other guys do for a game, and they're not even the quarterback.
They all, you figure, all right, the linebacker, middle linebacker probably does, a lot of film study. Probably the safety does a lot of, film study. The cornerback, the different receivers they're going to go up against, the offensive linemen, the guys they're going to block, edge rushers, picking up something. And you got to watch film. You got to watch a lot of film. You might go back a year. You might go back 2 years. You might come back 5 years just to pick up something. And for him to get on nationally, he didn't say it himself, but for that to be just put out there, that is insulting. As far as all these quarterbacks and even the guys that are second string and third string guy, they put in the time too. They're sitting there watching something because I don't know.
They got to be ready.
They have to be ready. And if they're not getting reps, in practice, they're watching film. And they're probably watching a lot of film. And for him to be the headline or whatever you want to call it, for the Cardinals, I would be mad as hell if I was the owner, be like, really? You're going to get up there and say you really don't watch film and you sort of just wing it like, we're playing, street football, whatever.
They gave him a lot of money. I mean, he got a lot of money. He got a lot of guaranteed. And he's set for life. I mean, he's already set for life. How does that – it's got to affect the other guys in the locker room too. I mean, like, are they got to sign off on that or something. I mean, like, if he performs, everything's fine. If he doesn't perform, you don't think that they're going to hold this against him?
Of course.
And then, not only that, let's say he studies 12 hours, right? That's not what they're going to talk about. They're going to still think he's only doing the minimum of four.
Yeah.
Because the way it's stated, the way it's stipulated, the assumption is that they did that as a favor because he doesn't even want to study.
Yeah, but why? Okay. I'm the owner of the team. I'm getting ready to give you $1 billion. And then the first thing, I'm going to sit there and see, I got to put what in the contract that you, to make you study, I got to do what? I'm going to get ready to give you $130 million guaranteed or whatever it is. And you're sitting here telling me that, you're going to wing it and you're going to play street football with my
billion dollars. How does the coach accept that?
What's his name? Kingsbury? Wow. My head would have been spinning as soon as I heard what? I know what? You want to do what? That's crazy.
I am speechless to hear that. I can't see how that trickle down effect is not going to affect just the team in general. Right.
Well, you figure he's not going to have his receiver for, I think he's suspended. Hopkins suspended for something for six games or eight games or whatever.
Look, it says a headline in a Bleacher Report, Kyler Murray's independent study contract clause reaction is disrespectful. It concerns his work, right? It's dismissed concerns about his work ethic, a topic when a notable clause is in his 5-year, $230 million contract.
How much is he guaranteed? Did he say that?
100 and something, yeah. There's a multiple different ways to watch film. Of course, we all watch film, blah, blah, blah. He complete 4 hours of independent study in weeks when the Cardinals have a game schedule. Oh, my God.
Let's see. So you come in for treatment on Monday. I think Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday, I think they're mandatory day off. You got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're traveling Saturday, probably Friday or Saturday, depending on where you're going. So he's got to squeeze those 4 hours. I think they get you figure it's high tech now. So you have the tablets or whatever, they give these guys. So he can go home and be sitting there and look at, do what he has to do at home. It's not like he has to sit there. I need film from whatever, who I'm getting ready to play. Take it home or email or whatever they can do, however he gets it. But what's so hard about that? I'm making that kind of money. And all I got, I'm going to study. I want to be successful. I want to be somebody. I don't want to be the guy that, he's the one that, we get to put in a contract, to make sure that he studies. Come on, man, that's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody is just hammering. He's like, he's not, it's questioning his work ethic. And one of the commentators just says, it was already a long time ago. It was hard enough for a black quarterback to get an opportunity. And then, several were trailblazers and led the way and, things have changed. And it's almost like he's setting it backwards, right? What are you telling other owners? It's like, you don't want to put in the work. Your work ethic isn't there. You're just going to rely purely on talent. I mean, if that was the case, Ryan Leaf would have had a different career.
Murray's problem is that he's been so much better than everybody, quarterback position than anybody else. He was undefeated in high school, never lost a game in high school. Went to OU, OU was successful there. Cardinal and been successful for the most part. But he's never faced adversity. He's never had to, I gotta put the work in, a little bit more work in, because X, Y, Z. He's never had to do that. He's always been his whole life. And for him to sit there and say that was
I don't understand is that it's in the contract, and it's gotta be in there for one or two reasons. Right? Think about it, though. Now I'm thinking about it, Byron. That has to be in the contract for one or two reasons. One, that it was at the table, because that's not in normal contracts, right? You're a contractor. They don't have contracts telling you how much you're studying. It's expected that you're going to be doing, or you know what I mean? So yeah. I guess the question relies on is that it comes to is the fact that it either had to be on the table for discussion about either from the ownership side saying, hey, listen, or the coach saying, look, we need you to be more prepared for games. We need to make sure that you're studying for games, or he wanted to put it in there so he was left alone. Like that had to be, how did that even come to a topic of discussion in contract negotiations? It has to be brought to the table. And the question is, who's brought it to the table?
I mean, the ownership, they probably know what this guy is doing and not doing, or the general manager, or maybe even the coach. Somebody in that little clique right there, has to know, that he's doing whatever he's doing, not doing, when he's away from there. Me as the owner, I would want to get, you're giving him $230 million. To be average, because everybody, they're going to catch up to him, as far as the defensive coordinators, they will, as far as some of the things that he does and all that sandlot football, it's not going to work. It's not going to work in the NFL.
No, and what about the fact that, he's going to get older, so that little, speed is not always going to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here it is.
He was all dented up last year. He was all ankle or shoulder, whatever was wrong with him last year. But now I'm going to turn around. I'm going to give him all this money. No way. I wouldn't do it. Especially, I got to put in a contract. Can't do it.
He's mad that over the reaction, how people are taking him. He should be. That is embarrassing. I mean, he's getting hammered from every race, from every commentator, from every place possible, dude. Yeah, I mean, I never thought I would hear that.
What can he say to defend himself?
That's like being a baseball player and say, I'm not going to take batting practice.
Yeah. How can he defend himself? He can't. How can you defend yourself against that? There's nothing he can say, to justify any of that.
It also has a clause on baseball.
What, as far as the things get hard that he can't run back to baseball? Probably.
Has a clause about baseball. Includes triggers that it triggers a default to his guaranteed money should he have any involvement with organized baseball. A first round pick, blah, blah, blah. He's with $100 million plus in guaranteed salary.
Yeah,
I think it was like 123 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to write a check for $100 million, man. I'm not sure this guy is going to be committed to being great. Not good, great. You got to put in the work to be great.
Yeah, and it had to be, like I said, it had to be brought up because either he wasn't putting in the work or they were giving him crap because he wasn't putting in the work, and he brought it up. So somewhere along the way, it had to come from somewhere. And normally when you're not putting in the work, it usually comes from management, right? Or the ownership, or really the coach, right?
Right.
He's like, look, you're not seeing these things. You're missing these pieces in the game. And how do you expect to continue to evolve as a quarterback if you're not watching film? And it particularly against your own conference, right? I've seen guys, I'm sure you've had it too, that where they had files and books on every player they played against.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's not film. It's still study. You know, what does the guy do here? What are the tendencies? Yeah. What does he do in a blocking game? What doesn't he not like? How have I beaten him before? How has he beaten me before?
And you figure, you know, every team that they play against, they have a book on him. They know what he can and can't do. They big old book. He can't do this, he can't do that. But then how can he exploit somebody on the defensive side if he doesn't know
what they're going to do?
What they're going to do.
How they're going to react, right? How are they disguising coverages, right? What are you going to just come into the game and say, okay, they're covering this, they usually go to this? Something's there. And then I got one thing to compare it to. Okay, we're talking about, like, he wants to play on, like, Sandlot. You know, in my opinion, one of the best guys that was able to get out of trouble and be able to play and win is Patrick Mahomes, who is 6'5", huge, and can run. But look what happened when that was all they were doing. The teams caught up to that, right? They had to play regular football,
yep.
Shorter passes, right? They had to drive it down the field, okay? So I don't know how he thinks he's going to get away with this. When Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs had to adjust, they had to adjust their game plan because you can't just count on that you can shift around enough and someone's going to be there to make a play.
He's been that much better than everybody on the field his whole life. He doesn't know any better, and he figures that he could do the same thing at the highest level.
But he hasn't yet.
No, what has he done?
They had a really good season last year, but they didn't go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He got hurt?
Yeah, he was hurt.
Oh my God. I just think that's terrible. I think it's I think he's getting what he deserves for whatever reason that came up. And now, you know, unfortunately, he has to play a really, really good season to get this to pass. Because if not, it's gonna linger with him.
Okay, we're gonna mix this up. You have Lamar Jackson, MVP, has done all kinds of stuff since he's been, you know, in the league. He's working, you know, he's trying to get a contract, you know, out of the Baltimore Ravens. You got this guy, got $230 million, you know, and hasn't really done anything since he's been there. So what do you think in Lamar's head is like, if this guy got that, I know I'm better than he is. I know I put in the work. I know I'm an MVP, you know, I got an MVP, you know, behind my name. So I want more than that.
Well, wait a second. You also got the benchmark of Deshaun Watson, who may not even play and got a $250 million contract.
Yeah. Get all guaranteed.
Yeah. And so I think Lamar's going to play without a contract because if he lights it up again, oh my God, I can't imagine the amount of money they're going to need to pay him.
Yeah. We're going to pay, we figure, I think Patrick's is like $45 million or something like that a year or something. And I think, what's his name? Aaron Rodgers is probably 50, I think, or some crazy number. So where do you put Lamar? He's got to be somewhere between 50 and 45.
Wow. And Dak's up there too, no? Dak's like 30.
He's 40, he's 40, man. Mm-hmm. So you know, Lamar is better than Dak. So 45, yeah.
I can't imagine what they're going to end up paying, like guys like Justin Herbert, Burrow. Yeah. You know,
when they were talking about that, they were sitting there like, man, you got Burrow, you got Justin Herbert.
That's a lot of money.
You're talking about one of the guys is going to be over, they're going to be over 50, maybe.
Yeah.
Way over 50.
If Burrow could take him back again,
he's definitely
getting
50.
Yeah, he's going to be up there, man, because he's young. You know, he's been able to overcome adversity, and he's been able to overcome injury. So I just think that's crazy.
Well, they had to take his appendix out, though, so he's out for 2 weeks.
He's out, yeah.
Appendicitis. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right. It's appendicitis. It's not his hamstrings.
Yeah.
All right. Like, all right, well, we'll be wrapping this up. We're getting excited. It's getting started. So those predictions I just thought were funny. It figures it was from Green Nation. So
Take that flush it down the toilet.
You're taking that over. All righty. So let's remember the Gary Sinise Foundation. Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. Gary Sinise, that's GarySiniseFoundation.org. This is for our nation's our nation's defenders, our first responders. It really helps them out. So any contribution would be much appreciated. Join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. as training camp evolves, and hopefully there's less injuries that are taking place. What's that? 8 p.m. Don't forget to follow us. Also, download us. You can see us on YouTube. We're live streaming, or you can just click on it, hit notifications for the sportscast. You'll know when we're on. Look for our podcast. It's worth it. We have some fun. As the football season progresses, we're going to probably be changing up from Zoom to Restream. We're going to figure it out, Byron, because I got to still look at that. But I'm excited for the season to get started. Kind of, because that just tells me more time is going by. So we'll see what happens. And for you, it just gets colder. So we will see what takes place. Well, my friend Byron, again, good show. Thank you very much. And we will stay tuned till next time.
Yes, sir.
See you later, brother.